Almost 8 o'clock in the morning, sometime after the close of our last episode. About 10 minutes ago, the man we know as Marcel Blanc herded Kitty DiCarlo, May Grant, and Dory into a taxicab, gave an address, and the cab pulled away from the Hotel Miramar and was soon lost in the growing traffic. But if Marcel and party have left the Miramar, they haven't been forgotten. As right now, inside the manager's office, we hear...
Henry, what's taking her so long? Where is Trunk? Can't she take care of the desk while you bring in those records? Isn't it 8 o'clock yet? Well, come in as soon as you can. I don't want to move around for a little while, Henry, or I'd come out there. No, I'm not feeling well. But thanks, but I've taken a pill. I'll do all right in a minute or two. Henry, will you bring me 4th floor linen room? Thanks. Pearl, did you clean up 417 yet? Well, get to it. Get to it. I don't care what 402 wants. You let her wait. Clean up 417, and don't forget what I said about bringing me everything you find. Everything. All right. All right.
Mr. Morrison?
What?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to start you.
Come on. That's all right, Henry. That's all right. I'm a little jumpy. It's my fault. For being jumpy. But, when you don't feel well...
I understand, Mr. Morrison.
Yeah. And when on top of that you get exciting news...
News?
Just put the registration card file down, Henry. On my desk.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I think I've located Mrs. Morrison, Henry.
What, see?
Yeah. I hope I'll be able to speak to her sometime today.
After all these years.
Yeah. After all these years. Oh, here we are.
Huh?
The registration card for 417 and 418. I'm going to tear them up, Henry.
Oh?
Yeah. The man who engaged those rooms is the person who helped me locate Mrs. Morris.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. The least I can do is give him free room rent for a night. And... Henry, I...
Yes, sir?
You're doing me a great favor.
I know.
Will you help me do one?
Well, of course, Mr. Morrison.
Well, then, if anyone should come asking for him, or anyone in his party, you know, either the two women or the little girl.
Yes, sir.
I'd take it as a personal favor if you never heard of him.
Oh?
He's dodging a process server.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And he's doing me a big favor. Of course, they may not trace him here, but...
Well, I'll be glad to help, Mr. Morrison, for your sake. Shall I take the registration card file back to the desk now?
Yeah, please.
A few moments later, just in front of the Hotel Miramar, we hear... Hey, let me help you, Della.
Thank you.
Can I grab it? Well, this is it, Della.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if our luck holds...
I think it will. I feel it will. Well, I don't see clothes.
Now, every head.
So aren't we going to wait for him?
I should say not. If May and Dory are here, we'd... Well, let's get inside and ask some questions.
If May and Dory are in this hotel, you don't expect me to tell you.
No, not right away.
Well, I remember this is one of the hotels that reported no party of four, including the little girl.
Registering after midnight.
Well, that's when whoever has May and Dory must have registered.
I know.
Yes, sir?
My name is Mason. Perry Mason.
Mason. Perry Mason. Hmm.
Do we have reservations for you, Mr. Mason?
No, but I would like some information.
Yes, sir.
Concerning a party of four that registered here last night, sometime between 2 and 3 in the morning.
I don't believe there was any such party registered here, sir.
A free adult from a little girl.
I'm sure no such party registered at this hotel. What was the name?
I don't think the names would mean anything.
And if we would check your records... Well, I know that you have the registry box right before you.
Well, yes, sir, but of course if there's a reason why you don't want to...
Well, no reason at all, Mr. Mason.
I simply happen to know that... Well, here, now here. Here are all the registrations since midnight. Now, here's Mr. Timkins, Detroit, 5 or 3 in the morning. And that's all. Just one between 2 and 3. You must have the wrong hotel, Mr. Mason.
I have the right hotel.
Well, that's impossible,
sir. Aren't all registration cards numbered?
Certainly.
Serially?
Oh, yes.
What's the number of Mr. Simpson's card?
817, Series G.
And the next card?
818.
Let's have a look. What is it?
820.
In other words, two cards are missing. Where are they?
I don't know.
Well, then you'd better find out, and fast.
This is serious business. I think you'd better speak to the manager.
That will suit me just fine.
I'll call him at once.
Well, we hit pay dirt, Dylan.
Looks like. Listen, Chief.
Let him see.
It appears the manager is safe.
Fine, that's the way we want him. Here comes the clerk again.
This way, please. Mr. Morrison will see you.
Thank you. Mr. Morrison?
Oh, yes. Come in. Mr. Mason, isn't it?
It's right on this street.
This street?
What
do you do? Please forgive me for not rising, but I have a mild heart condition. I'm tired.
Oh, that's quite all right.
We won't keep you long.
All we want is some information.
Yeah, I know. Henry told me.
Where can I find those people, please?
I'm sorry, Mr. Mason.
Now, let's not fool around. We know they came to this hotel. A taxi driver brought them. We know two registry cards are missing from your file. Maybe you know my name. If you don't, I'm an attorney.
I know about you, Mr. Mason.
Then you also know there are strict laws about tampering with the hotel registry.
Cards can be spoiled.
They should be marked void. Your registry has been tampered with, Mr. Morrison. Now, do you want to talk to me or to the police?
Lay off.
I don't like to bother a sick man, but this is vitally important.
There's no party such as you're looking for in this hotel. Well, if you think there is, get a search warrant. Search the place, but leave me alone.
You're suggesting a search warrant?
Why not? I have nothing to conceal. Except I wouldn't like the owners to know I have a bad heart.
Oh? Morrison.
Huh?
That little girl is in danger. Whoever has control over her is vicious. I think you know that. I think you know a great deal more about him than I do. I think you also know that in covering up for him, you're an accessory before the fact.
I haven't done a thing.
You're covering up for someone, and it's not going to do anything for you. It's going to ruin you.
Now, look, just because a couple of registration cards are missing...
That little girl is in danger.
Please, I... Could I have a glass of water?
Yes, please.
Thanks. Now, Gil.
I'm sorry about your heart, but that little girl is in danger. You can tell us how to find her and help her. She's only 5 years old, Mr. Morrison. I'm sure if you love someone...
I do.
Well, then...
I can't tell you anything. I can't tell you any more than you already know.
That's your final answer?
So help me, it is. And it's because I love someone.
Well, go then, Dillon.
All right, Chief.
But let me tell you, Morrison, I'm going after you. I meant what I said about accessory before the fact.
I know you did, Mr. Mason.
I'm sorry for him, Chief.
I'm not.
He'd have helped if he could.
They had his chance. And I meant what I said about going after him. You see Craig anywhere in this lobby?
No, but... Well, I wonder what that chambermaid is doing here.
Huh?
The woman coming all the way with the sheets over her arm. Who went off and some maids in the hotel lot.
Yes, I see it. And I think that cinches it. I think we'll be able to make Mr. Morrison tell us what we want to know after we get hold of that. Miss? Oh, miss, could we speak to you for just a moment?
For a moment, it looked as if through Hotel Manager Morrison, the man we know as Marcel Blanc had fully covered his trail. And now, from the excitement in Perry and Della's voices, it looks as if a hotel roommate may have opened that trail again. Opened it a mile wide. But won't you join us tomorrow?